This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This program is called What's on Your Mind for a reason. As we often say, we want to know what's on your mind. We truly do. And today, probably the best opportunity I know for you to affect something so momentous as the responses to this coronavirus, China virus, that we are all impacted in some way, shape, or form by. And that is Senator Kevin Cramer, who is in the first hour this hour, because he'll be on Fox News next hour talking about the impact of the oil industry from the crisis within the crisis and the battle, the war over how much share people want, how much share they want. So I want you to take advantage of it and tell us what's on your mind. Senator Cramer called earlier in the week and he said, do me a favor, tell your listeners, I want to hear from them. I want advice. I want their input. I want to know how we can help the most. All these decisions are being made and being made very fast right now. This phase three plan is an example. So what is it that best help them? What is it in the way of advice they have for us and how we can craft this? So I'd encourage you to take advantage of that. A couple of ways you can do it. Call us. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also text me, 701-367-2054, or Todd at 701-226-8503. Some of those questions came in already, and some of them have had to do with the mechanism in which the way the relief is delivered. So, for instance, to help a business, what's the best way to help a business that has lost revenue as a result of the coronavirus? Some have suggested that replacing revenue is the way to go, connected to that employer keeping the employee. So then the employee's paid. The government doesn't need to worry about as much in the way of unemployment or other things. And most importantly, the employer still has a workforce when this ends. I think that makes a lot of sense. And then how do you just deliver that very fast? Very quick. We've had listeners suggest that banks do that through the Federal Reserve. They're already connected. So that way, as they work out the total dollar amount, they can get going with the plan and get people in to say, okay, show me your books. What's your revenue in the last 3 months? All right, shore it up, certify it, and take care of it. Even dispensing the dollars before they have the dollars. Not a bad idea. I just think there's no such thing as a bad idea right now. None. Whatsoever. So call us and tell us what you think. Senator Cramer here to take your questions or comments on the program. We're waiting for Senator Cramer to call. Daniel, you let me know when he's on the line. And we'll get to it here today. I just noticed a moment ago that there was a impromptu meeting of key GOP senators. And Steven Mnuchin and others from the administration happening or just wrapping up. So I'm guessing that Senator Cramer is in that. There is a press conference in Fargo in about 20 minutes. We'll be live blogging that, live tweeting that, I guess. I meant to say, it is related to the details and to further explain and show strong support for Governor Burgum's executive order closing bars, restaurants, breweries, and cafes in the state. The mass closure of on-sale and on-site functions goes into effect at noon today and continues through Monday, April 6th. Takeout, delivery, curbside, drive-through, or off-sale services will continue. And I don't know about you, but I like a good hamburger. I like a good cup of soup. Every once in a while, there's nothing like a great steak. With North Dakota beef, of course. Right? Those kind of things keep you going.
I'll be partaking of one of those items tonight when we light up the grill.
And I think as much as we can, we should thank the proprietors of those institutions with our food budget right now. Remember them. Remember them, okay? Very important. I am feeling for all those folks who are saying, ooh-ooh. Think about waitresses. Waitresses make their money on tips. So I don't know how many are going to be there, but just remember that this weekend. Noon today, make an effort to do some takeout, maybe that you wouldn't otherwise do. All right. We've extracted him from a very important meeting with the president's top team to talk to you. Senator Kevin Cramer is here for your suggestions. What do you need? Try as much as we can to guide this into solutions going forward and different ideas that you have with Senator Cramer. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm well. I'm safe, you know, so far, and I hope everybody else is as well. My hands are very clean and dry, you know.
Yeah, mine are starting to, like, break in half. They're so dry. But I fight with that anyway. But, I mean, in all seriousness, this is like, describe what your life's like right now as part of this effort to, deal with the crisis and also to respond to the aftermath.
Well, it's interesting. I think I don't know that my life is a lot different than everybody else's. We're all living in a little bit of a surreal world where, there's not as much traffic, obviously. I'd say for Washington, D.C. and Capitol Hill as a location, it's almost eerie how, you don't have to wait for lights to turn green to walk across the street because there are no cars. I mean, when I say no, there's, maybe two or three at each light that go through, and then you have a minute and a half of nothing. You can look down Pennsylvania Avenue at any given time, Constitution Avenue, Independence Avenue, Capitol Avenue, Capitol Street, and really not see a car coming or going. That's very peculiar. Of course, to have all of the Capitol offices closed, people working beside on the other side of the door, but in some cases not. In our case, we do have optional remote working, but most of my team and certainly all of my legislative staff are here and working on the package. The other thing that's a bit surreal, Scott, is that just the fast speed at which we're doing big things, and it may not seem like that to people who are used to real speed, but for this place, it's really rather remarkable how quickly. How quickly $1 trillion can be put into a bill and how fast we can all work together, both that, within each of our caucuses, Republican and Democratic, and then now working together on final package that we would hopefully can get a vote on sometime in the next few days.
We'll be talking about that for sure. Let's go to some phones. You've said you want to hear solutions, right? You want to hear ideas. You want to find out how you can help, right?
That's it.
So, there's the offer, and it's yours, folks. Christopher, in the Bakken, go ahead for Senator Cramer.
Senator, it's an honor, as always, to speak with you. Thank you for all the work that you guys are doing, keeping us informed. I wanted to point out something that we don't always do as a large group, but as a smaller group like conservative senators, you might be able to do. Hydroxychloroquine is turning out to be the silver bullet in this situation. I have a background in chemistry. I've read the material about it. It literally is, to our situation, what malaria was to our World War II troops fighting in Southeast Asia and in the Pacific. And we're about to drop $1 trillion. We're about to add 5% to the national debt, at least, if not more. And then the second and third round, I mean, we could literally add $3 or $4 trillion to our national debt.
Yes, we could.
In the drop of a hat. If we inserted at the very front end of this puppy a diversion to manufacture hydroxychloroquine, you can buy it by the kilogram, by the way, on Alibaba for $1,000. Now, you're not going to self-administer that stuff, but get production up, and rather than worry about the inoculation of the virus, which can take a year plus, even with hyperspeed that we're going at right now, let's put $1 billion or $2, that's, you know, 1/1,000 or 2/1,000 of what we're about to drop into mass production of hydroxychloroquine, which is a derivative of quinine, which has been around for hundreds of years to treat malaria, and get it distributed, necessary services, and secondary services like the restaurants as fast as possible. Average dose cost in the United States for a month is $25. What can we do? Get it above? I've got a second question if we can hold on.
Yep, you let me know, Scotty. We'll take it up. You bet.
Hang on, Christopher. Interesting solution. The president was very ramped up about that yesterday as well, announcing that drug that's been around for some time, as Christopher mentioned, to treat malaria, was showing promise in its treatment of coronavirus. So, interesting thought from Christopher. We'll give Senator Kramer a chance to address it when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speed Rower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speed Rower SP Windrower from New Holland.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
I'm Jim, I'm IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicles. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains. Stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube, or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit IndieFlagpoleGuy.com today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can do to plan the future. One of them is to get a fresh start with the University of Mary. An undergraduate, graduate, or certificate program right now starts this spring. That's right, May 4th is when classes start. Maybe you're in a job that you say, see, I just, this is the time. Now I have the time to think about doing something different. Call the University of Mary. It's an affordable choice to enhance your skills and enhance your career. They value your prior education and life experiences. Contact them today. Classes available online. Social distancing. In the evenings, you choose the best way to learn while still working and fulfilling your other responsibilities. Classes start May 4th, 701-355-8030. You're online at umary.edu. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer. So first question from Christopher in the Bakken is to use the power of the federal government to expedite this this therapy. What about that idea?
Yeah. So this, he's talking about hydroxychloroquine, which some people just say chloroquine as or chloroquine as he mentioned. And the thing about that is, the president talked about it yesterday at his task force presser or briefing, and then of course the FDA commissioner Stephen Hahn followed up with a little bit of a caution. So it's a common malaria drug. Christopher's right about that. It's been around a long time. I think the president said things don't go as planned. It's not going to kill anybody. In other words, he's putting it sort of in the context of, you should be free to try it. Well, the FDA has approved it for other things like lupus, like malaria, but it's not been approved yet for treatment of the coronavirus from China. So he'll, but the FDA is fast tracking, right? So that part is true. The FDA, this is where Christopher's exactly right. The FDA is in fact doing a fast track.
This seems to be where I hope people that maybe have not thought of themselves as a big fan of President Trump will understand how his mind operates, because of all the things going on with managing the crisis, his mind yesterday was on that, was on the FDA, breking down the rules and the barriers and the regulations and doing this faster and this having real promise.
This is a great point you're making right here, Scott, because I think in talking about this president and his response, and by the way, I don't know if you saw the new poll numbers today that were out from, I think it was ABC.
ABC.
You know, his approval on handling the coronavirus has flipped since a week ago. It's gotten stronger. In fact, it's quite strong. And this is why. And here's when you watch the president, because there are times when you watch him and you might even get frustrated if you're his fan, because he has a tendency, when he's speaking, to over-accentuate the positive. But see, this is what we like about him, and it's also the thing that scientists, the literal media, that those that look to trap him what they might call lies or half truths, whatever, or even exaggerations. It's not any of those things. It's his eternal optimism for this country and what we can accomplish. It's also a challenge to the bureaucrats around him to say, no, when I say we're going to get it done really fast and we're going to have this thing settled, that is my goal, and we always ought to shoot for the absolute best. So I think it's really been interesting to watch the president perform these daily, long, press conferences or briefings and to MC them, if you will, with all these other smart people around him.
Yeah, he's got a role here. It's fantastic, and so does the vice president. It's been interesting to see, and I was gratified to see that ABC poll.
Yeah.
All right, Christopher, I got a ton of calls, but I'll get you your follow up here real quick. What's your second question? Are you there, Christopher? Okay, I didn't hear you. I don't know if we didn't have something up or what. Go ahead, Christopher.
Yeah. What you guys just said is exactly what we need to do, but we need to do it even faster. If you think about going straight through a problem, right now there's somebody screaming fire in our theater of our nation, and everybody's running around going crazy. President Trump jumps above the din and moves to the solution, rips the wall out and says, there's the exit. Let's go. But what's important about something like this hydroxychloroquine or this quinine right. derivative yep. is that one thing he's doing is just so awesome is he's allowing the FDA to not just do our own U.S. study. It's already been done tens of thousands of times around the world in response, and doctors have already admitted on TV and other places that they are using it as an experimental therapy, and it's working like crazy. My concern, again, is we got everybody running around like a fire in a theater, and there is a working solution for the overwhelming majority of people right now that don't have counterindications to it.
Yeah, and we don't know how it's how super effective it is, but if it's not harmful, if it does no harm, and we know it works to some degree, why wouldn't we be doing it? And we're not claiming it's a cure, but it is a treatment.
Tammy in Burke County for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Couple things. What do you think about North Dakota using that legacy fund to kind of help the state here for the people that are going out of work?
Mm-hmm. Here's what I obviously am watching from a distance and certainly working closely with the state on the issues of the moment and of the day. With as a citizen of North Dakota, the whole legacy fund idea has been somewhat interesting, to say the least, to me. I think if ever there was a time, we're doing it every day right here in Washington, D.C., at the federal level. Mm-hmm. You have to look at all the assets you have, whatever they might be, especially cash, at a time when, just take oil prices alone, throw on top of that other agriculture commodity prices. Clearly, North Dakota's got a budget situation that is as bad as the economy. Coming ahead, I think they ought to look to the legacy fund, and I'm sure every legislator, every appropriator is, and say, what within the law and within the Constitution can we do to free that money up to solve the crisis of the day? It'd be a very shallow victory to say, well, the good news is we have $6 billion in the legacy fund. The bad news is that the state burned it down and we couldn't access it.
And it would help the federal government. Maybe North Dakota could kind of curve that a little bit so the federal government wouldn't have to, put so much back into our state if we could cover some of that, for everybody,
Sure, sure.
The other thing was...
Well, I would just quickly interject, Tammy. I mean, again, that's a pot of money that could replace revenue for businesses and connect them to their employees. So the employees get paid, and that's where Tammy goes unemployment or whatever. Yeah. But don't you think, Kevin, that mechanism, whether it's in the oil industry or any industry, replacing the revenue so you connect the employees, isn't that the best way to go?
So I'm
use existing cash, yes.
Right, yeah, and just go through the Bank of North Dakota. I mean, it would... Not everybody banks there, but maybe have the Bank of North Dakota kind of distribute it out or whatever. I like the idea of a bank institution kind of sending the money out because, they already have the information.
Thanks for the call, Tammy. Appreciate it so much. Others, welcome. We're up against the break here, so I'll take Al and Mandan next, and then Brian and Castleton behind that, Dave and Sterling and Ken and Bismarck. Texter says, the virtual attacks of Saudi Arabia against American energy dominance and security. The shale producers led by the Bakken as the swing producer have grabbed 5% of the world oil demand since the oil export ban was lifted. Do most in Congress grasp what that means to our country and how it keeps our energy prices low? You get to answer that one on the other side of the break.
Good, because I'm going to take the rest of the show on that one.
And Fox News after the show, I understand. So, all right, more after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration still pressing lawmakers to agree to a huge economic stimulus package to help American workers and businesses make it through the coronavirus crisis. But reports are some lawmakers are not warm to the idea of simply sending checks to Americans and pumping bailout dollars into the many sectors of the economy that are suffering from lost income. The Trump plan would give most working Americans $1,000 to $2,000. That is more governors are ordering dramatic new measures to try to stop the spread of the virus. Maryland
challenged Republican Governor Larry Hogan banning gatherings of more than 10 people, and he's upset at folks who are flouting such orders.
Some people are treating this like a vacation or a spring break with parties and cookouts. If you are engaged in this type of activity, you are in violation of state law.
This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a Lucky Strike somebody lifted off.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by our friends at Pipers, practicing a social distancing and auction for years. You ever go to a North Dakota auction? There's nobody stands within 6 feet of each other. You're all over kind of keeping your notes close to yourself. There you're bidding numbers. So I mean, let them go on. No worries. But obviously, they are doing a lot of online bidding right now for all the Pipers land and equipment auctions. Just folks don't have to travel, don't have to go. So they're going to limit auction attendance. But phone bidding is available for land auctions and limited for equipment auctions, too. Call them for details, 877-700-4099, 877-700-4099. Okay, the question from the texter related to, we know what's going on. The Bakken has succeeded in stealing share from the Saudis, from Russia. They've grown to that 5% of the share, and it's freaking these people out. So they've got to retaliate. They have. What do we do?
Well, I think we get very, 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 to use Donald Trump's language, aggressive. He has taken a less aggressive stance, but I want to just give people some basic understanding of what's happening. Not even what's happening. I think North Dakotans know what's happening. But to tell you how dependent we still are, Saudi Arabia still, we still import about 500,000 barrels of Saudi oil per day. We import about 132,000 barrels from Russia. There's another 331,500 barrels we import from Iraq and 600,000 barrels from Mexico. So in other words, there's still a lot of foreign oil that comes in here, and it's for various reasons, not the least of which is the vertical integration of oil supply with the foreign-owned refineries and some domestic-owned refineries that are set up to take that oil. We, as a country, need not take any foreign oil if we want to. And I think it is time for us, let's put it this way. I sent a letter to the president the other day. It's gotten a lot of coverage in the trades, of course. Suggesting an embargo on Russian and at least Russian and Saudi Arabia oil. I also signed on to a letter suggesting he uses 232 authorities to initiate an investigation. That would be the Department of Commerce, an investigation into violations of dumping and price fixing, which I think this so clearly is a dumping violation. Yeah, well below market. Remember, oil went from $42 to $30 in the same day, basically. The day that Saudi announced 12.3 million barrel per day, which is over a 2 million barrel per day increase in production, at a time when they were considering lowering production to help lift the cost, but they got into this spat with Russia. Scotty, I was on a phone call the other day after sending a letter. I signed on to a letter. There were, I think, 12 of us. That Senator Dan Sullivan and I co-led, that we sent to the Crown Prince, MBS, at Saudi Arabia, a very hard-hitting letter saying, knock it off or else. But on top of all that, on top of all of that, that behavior by Saudi Arabia, it's not like this is an enemy of ours. In fact, Saudi Arabia is an ally, albeit, marginal from time to time. But we as a country and this administration in particular has been very good to Saudi Arabia and to this prince. And we can go through a lot of things, including, avoiding condemnation of their conduct in the Yemen war, our response to the killing of Khashoggi, you might remember that. The journalist, the Washington Post journalist, they're calling
all directly from MBS, right?
All directly from MBS.
Right,
I mean, we have 2,500 troops right now in Saudi Arabia, Scott. 2,500 American troops protecting them against Iran. We have three batteries of missile defense systems.
So it sounds like you put more of this on Saudi Arabia than Russia.
I do because they're a friend. Russia, we don't, I've stopped pretending they're our ally a long time ago. That's not to say we can't do business with people. We can do business with people we don't agree with. But we don't have to coddle them. And so if you think I'm a little torqued off, it's because I am, and now you're getting the brunt of it. But we had a very hard talk with the Saudi ambassador the other day and made it abundantly clear that the 10 of us that were on the call were all supporters. We're all people who voted for the things that were hard to vote for in support of Saudi Arabia and the kingdom. And they can't hide behind anything, including a friendly relationship with Donald Trump, as much as I love our president. They will never get our votes again if they continue to do this. And our goal is to change their behavior. They have, they've announced 12.3 million barrel per day production beginning April 1st. I'd say they better change their mind before April 1st. And that's what we're trying to do, is change their behavior. But in the meantime, Scott, we have to send the same message to the companies that own the refineries in this country, particularly in the Gulf Coast, that use that oil. And we know that these refineries can be converted to utilizing our light sweet crude. Many of them have done it. And we know that a number of those refineries are foreign owned, and they're part of, vertical integration, because the same companies own the oil and own the ships and own the refineries. But if ever the America First label means something, it means it now.
Now, the question also, just to finish, do most in Congress grasp what that means to our country and how it keeps our energy prices low? In other words, that 5% of the world demand, the Bakken, is the swing producer, has grabbed that 5% of world demand since the oil export ban was lifted, which in turn leads to low energy prices. Does your argument resonate with a majority of your colleagues?
It resonates with certainly a majority of the Republican colleagues. I mean, there are some on the other side that don't like oil, period, and anything that would reduce the use of it would be fine. But by the way, reducing the cost of it doesn't reduce use. If you can fill your tank with really cheap gasoline, it only increases the use, not the other way around. So low price increases demand. So, I think they understand it. Remember, even this much slower economic recovery under Barack Obama was almost solely the result of energy production in the United States of America. So he benefited from that. When Donald Trump came in and it went from a slow economic recovery to a rocket ship economic recovery, energy, and particularly oil, have played a major role in that. And for those who love the idea of really, really, really cheap gas, and I guess who doesn't if you drive a lot, it's a pretty shallow victory to have cheap gas if you're not producing the product and creating the jobs and growing the standard of living that can allow you to even have, be able to buy the product in the first place, move the goods and services, and have the type of economic growth that we have. It'd be sort of like cheering for cheap food but high, commodity prices for farmers. You have to have a balanced economy. And the United States, by the way, to the point, when we lifted the oil export ban, and that was a pretty heavy lift, when we got that through Congress and passed and signed into law, that was the game changer. Our impact was not only on low prices domestically, but it changed, it stabilized the market in the whole world, Scott. Our contribution to the world is remarkable. But right now, I'm telling you, I do not believe that Saudi Arabia, that we are simply collateral damage. I believe that Saudi Arabia playing along with Russia, even though they're not allies, they're allied in this, and that is crushing the American shale industry, because they see the moment and they're seizing on this pandemic, this major health crisis in the world, to do it. And it's shameful, and I am one former Saudi supporter that's really, really uptight about it.
All right, let's keep going here. Full bank of calls. Would ask for short questions and short answers because my heart aches when these hours end and we don't get everybody in. Alan Mandan for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go.
Yeah, hi, Kevin Cramer. The question I have is, with all of the small independent businessmen that are contract workers in the oil industry, mm-hmm, in North Dakota, will any of those receive any benefit from the new package?
Sure. So the new package, great question, Al. The new package is aimed right at you, not because you're in the oil industry, but because we're making it, basically, we're making it industry neutral. It's industry agnostic, because what's happened, remember, at first it was the airline industry. My gosh, we have to help the airline industry. Then it's hospitality industry in general. The tourism industry is really hurting. And all of that's true. But right now, no one's spared from this. The entire supply chain is busted. I mean, it's imposed by the government mandate in many cases, and I think those mandates are going to come down even bigger and stronger. So what we're trying to do is keep workers attached to their employer as best we can by providing assistance to both sides of that equation. And frankly, it's employers of under 500, all the way down to the single employer, you know, the at-home business, that will be getting assistance through this phase three plan that we're working on right now.
Thank you.
So, quick highlights on the new package. How do you do this? The one thing I hear about that is, you know, oh, this takes forever and it's bureaucratic and you got to go through all this paperwork. Is there a mood to really streamline this and make it quick?
It's very streamlined. I mean, that is, there's a mood for it and there's a goal for it. And that is to use existing infrastructures. In other words, we have a big banking community banks particularly. I had a conference call yesterday with, there were about 90 bankers on the call with me yesterday to go through at least the Republican plan for how to quickly move money through to employers and employees. Just as a highlight, what we want to do is have 100% federally guaranteed loans up to $10 million for community banks that they can lend to employers and uncollateralized. And then the employer can use it to pay salaries, pay rent, leases, you know, even mortgage, those fixed expenses throughout the emergency. And then when it's all said and done, whatever they spent directly on those things that are listed is forgiven. In other words, you don't owe it anymore. Now, if you have a little extra and you want to buy a new piece of equipment, then that becomes part of a more traditional loan. But that's how quickly we want to use existing infrastructure as much as we can, private sector infrastructure, with, you know, obviously the federal oversight that's appropriate. But even that, and by the way, at the same time, trying to knock down a bunch of regulations. I have a number of banking regulatory pieces, little things that will make a big difference that allow our banks to do their jobs even better than they can without knocking down some of these barriers.
Brian and Castleton for Senator Cramer, go.
My question is almost like a worst-case scenario, and I apologize about that, but it could be used for this coronavirus thing or even a terrorist event to hit the United States. What contingency plans are out there in case, right now, if COVID destroyed or took out a lot of the workers that take care of the power stations and the freshwater supplies and stuff like that, are the National Guards around the country trained to take over these things if we were to need them?
Interesting question. We'll have them answer on the other side of the break. Hang on, Brian. You did see Secretary Mark Esper with the president, and it looks to be an increased role in this, so maybe that's part of the answer. More after this. Don't go away.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Attention mineral owners, you have to check out Mineral Tracker. It is an online tool that will help you manage your assets. Many mineral owners want to manage their own interests, but it can be daunting. Mineral Tracker makes it easy. Use our self-audit tool to make sure that you're being paid correctly every month. Plus, you can see what your future income projections look like. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account. It's free. Or call the Mineral Tracker guys at 833-842-2924.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our friends over at Ellingson want to help put 2019 behind in the rearview mirror and start 2020 out right. For you growers, so double vision, double discount right now. How about this? They've been in business 50 years, 20 of those in the valley, so a $70 per acre discount right now on any job. Ellingson Water Management. Find more at ellingsoncompanies.com. Find out how a water management plan can maximize the productivity on your operation. Or call them right now at 701-893-9030. I am telling you, the ROI is there. Okay, back with Senator Kevin Cramer. Call before the break. Somebody saying, hey, worst case scenario, what if, the worst of the worst of the coronavirus takes out, critical infrastructure? Who does those jobs?
So right now, interestingly, just as an example, right now as we speak in North Dakota, North American coal, for example, are building up coal stockpiles with as much inventory as they can possibly do under the circumstances so that baseload power plants can run for an even longer extended period of time. Remember, they already keep several days' worth. The plants themselves can run pretty efficiently with very few people who they can, and they're preparing to do this, to be able to quarantine people while they work. So if you have three or four healthy people, if they can work shifts, as long as the coal, as long as the fuel is available, they can do that. And so right now, North American's hoping to build a stockpile that would supply a power plant with between 60 and 120 days of supply with maybe three or four operators. So we're, you know, but yes, there's a lot of, first of all, there are contingency plans, you know, sort of industry by industry or company by company. And with regard to the military, remember that the president did initiate the, Defense Production Act, and is, you know, there's a looking at using military, certainly National Guard and whatnot, to do a number of these things as well, but to carry out essential services. Time we go through these things, we see more opportunities to learn.
A couple of texts real quick, then back to the calls. A texter says, question, Scott, I haven't texted you for a while. Is America more vulnerable right now, and could our enemies take advantage of our current situation?
Yes, and yes, they could. Because remember, part of our vulnerability has to do with our priorities, our values. Other countries don't share those values. I mean, look at China has got ramped up to 100% production. They haven't done anything to solve the coronavirus, regardless of what you might think or what you might be hearing. They just, I think, this is my view. I'm not sharing any classified information. My view is that they've come to the conclusion, given their communist values, that the cure is more expensive than it's worth, and that the cure is worse than the disease itself. So they just ramp up full production. If people get the virus and die, so be it. If they get the virus and live, so be it. We don't share those values in the United States of America. That does make us more vulnerable in some ways, which is why, getting back to the previous point, with regard to the military, we need to be careful to guard against a guard for readiness. Remember, the point of the military is protection. I'll just tell you, we are watching a lot of the world's hotspots very carefully right now as a result of of these potential vulnerabilities.
Next question has to do with something we touched on earlier, I guess, but my experience, says Ben, with the SBA is they're 8-to-5. Are you saying I can go direct to my banker and get the relief that'll be in the phase 3 package?
Nobody has to go to the SBA to get anything. The banker is the retailer. And in our package, we use SBA type of programs because banks understand them, they know them. You do have the, for example, the one I talked about was 100% loan guarantee is to the bank. It's through the SBA, but it's to the bank. And we want to utilize the existing banking infrastructure. One of the things, by the way, North Dakotans can sort of enjoy about all of this, and I've been very involved on the banking side because I'm on the banking committee. And remember, of course, as a former economic development director, so the confluence of government programs and the private sector is really, sort of natural to me, common to me, but it is also, and even probably more so, with our other senator, John Hovind, our senior senator, who is a banker, who was the Bank of North Dakota president and was a governor. And so he and I probably have asked some of the more probing questions of that particular task force, and I'm very confident that the package will put it together on the banking side, particularly the small business side. Administration is part of it. It is the front line is the banker, not the SBA.
Dave and Sterling for Senator Kramer. Go ahead.
Hi, Senator Kramer.
Hello.
Quickly, education is in dire need here for the public. We need to have public service announcements. We need to have all communications media continue to provide information on how to mitigate the risk. Working with law enforcement, I've been told just recently that maintain a 6-foot diameter between you and that person. And also, if you are in contact with somebody with the coronavirus within that 6-foot perimeter, that you need to spend at least 10 minutes with that person to even begin to have a risk of infection.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need to get this information out, and we need to start planning to mitigate risk and get people back to work.
All right, let's have you quickly respond to that.
Well, I think that's largely a state and local issue, but I do think, we talked earlier, I think the radio stations in particular, along with all the other media, but particularly AM radio stations, I might even emphasize, have a special role in that. And to the degree that's necessary, I think the government ought to pay for several hours of broadcast radio so they don't have to worry about, you know, running more commercials than they're necessary.
We're here to serve. We're here to serve, and so are you. Thanks, Senator Kevin Cramer.
More after this. Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical and instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, you know, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, you know, create energy independence here, you know, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, you know, in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.